the joys of planning for a zombie apocalypse. Half in jest, but with half an eye on the height of the backyard fence. We'd have to weld a steel cage over the backyard steps, we decide. Presume we've learned how to weld, have all the welding stuff we need, and have managed to find some steel. Then, maybe wrought iron would look nicer, we ponder. Either way, we'd still be able to take a breath of fresh air on the back step from time to time. We marvel at how they never refer to them as zombies in such films. It's always some airborne disease, and the dead aren't dying somehow. That's because they're zombies. They should have planned like us. We know this. And what about the animals? What about insects? They'd be hard to stop as zombies, especially the small ones. Yet it's only ever dogs in films. Kids would also make good bait, we concur. Serve as water if we're pushed for space. Etiquette is discussed in relation to biting and of course procreating, and you healthier eugenics of the non-rotting put in place, and the relative speed of zombies and motor coordination skills get to mention too. Tests would have to be made, weapons acquired. Stuck with, who you'd save, who'd be fresh meat when the tin taste begins to wear. Save a fatty, preferably lazy, we conspire. Easier to kill than the taste of veal. Rid the world of sloth and a good roast meal. I favour the fortified quadrant, she the high-rising ropes. Get with the times, get medieval, I say, entering into the spirit of things. She wonders whether, in the end, it's all worth it. I feel the downsides would be outweighed by the joy of guilt-free hoarding a fortified quadrant of your own and taking out the zombie bankers. We'll be right back.